Finally, a little maracatu, a style of music that also uses the accordion from time to time. It's Brazilian, and it's music and performance that owes its origins to African slaves. The music has been revised in recent years, and now again, thanks in part to a collaboration between the Brazilian group Estrela Brilhante and the Brooklyn-based band Nation Beat. They recently kicked off a U.S. tour in New York City, and that's where Bruce Wallace caught up with them.
40 people with drums slung around their necks are packed into a third-floor space in an old industrial part of Brooklyn. One cluster is playing the shallow caixa snare drum. Another group pounds on the deeper alfaia. One person counts triplets on the oversized congwe cowbell. Almost everyone's wearing earplugs. This stuff gets loud. Walter Ferreira de Frenza strides through the middle, marking the beat with two drumsticks, playfully urging drummers on, and leaning in close to check their call-and-response singing. It's a mix of musicians from Walter's group Estrela Brilhante and people studying maracatu with Brooklyn-based percussionist Scott Kettner. Kettner first heard about maracatu from a drum instructor in New York. He spent time in Brazil in the early 2000s studying with Estrela Brilhante. And he started noticing some familiar things in maracatu.
The deeper I got into the music, the deeper I got into the religion and the culture, I started to realize all of these similarities between New Orleans and the southern United States with the northeast of Brazil.
There were rhythmic similarities and similarities in how the music was performed, the costumes, the pageantry. And the musical styles each have their roots in the culture of African slaves in the New World. Kettner formed a group called Nation Beat to explore these connections. The connection was made explicit on an album that they and Estrela Brilhante recorded together in 2005. This partnership has grown, and maracatu is enjoying a resurgence in Brazil and elsewhere. It nearly disappeared in the mid-60s. Brazil's economy was in decline, and it was hard to maintain the sprawling groups, sometimes numbering over 100 members. Doña Marivalda Marie dos Santos, the queen and president of Estrela Brilhante, says the music was looked down on.
Maracatu used to be thought as black people music, black people dancing. It was seen as a negative thing, with drunk people falling in the middle of the street.
But maracatu groups are now proliferating in the northeastern state of Pernambuco. This rebirth was sparked in part by popular musicians incorporating maracatu into their work in the 1990s. Groups are now getting some state support, too. And, Doña Marivalda says, the music has transcended racial boundaries. She says the majority of her group is now white.
It's true that it's a black culture, but it's a black culture that can involve white people. Because maybe your skin is light, but you're not white. Your grandma, your grandpa were black. So your skin is white, but the blood is black. Now, our group has a beautiful salad of colors all mixed together.
Estrela Brilhante kicked off a tour with Kettner's Nation Beat recently at Lincoln Center in New York City. It's her first U.S. tour. Walter Ferreira de Frenza says he was psyched to see the crowd's enthusiastic response, and thought there was some of the feel of the big carnival parades his group marches in their native Pernambuco. This wasn't totally unexpected. A doll that used to accompany Estrela Brilhante in all their parades actually spent decades in the U.S. The doll, named Joventina, came here when the group went dormant for a while in the late 60s. Walter thinks Joventina's decades in the U.S. prepared the way for the group. As a courtly procession made its way on stage at Lincoln Center, Joventina was held high, protecting them still. For The World, I'm Bruce Wallace in New York City.
You can watch a video of Estrela Brilhante and Nation Beat rehearsing with drums. They're rocking drums at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World is produced by Jeb Sharp with Clark Boyd, Andrea Crossan, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Nina Porzuki, and Tracy Tong. Our editors are Jennifer Gorin, Aaron Schachter, Monica Campbell, David Barron, and Peter Thompson. The executive producer of The World is Andrew Sussman. We also say goodbye today to our talented summer interns, Mark Patch, Maria Spiridigliazzi, and Carol Cosma. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.